Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a massive 2026 research analysis detailing how AI is finally breaking out of the server rack and jumping into physical bodies.
Right. It's a huge shift.
It really is. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
We are crossing the threshold into the era of physical AI. We're moving past models that just, you know, assist us in digital spaces to agentic systems that achieve complex physical tasks in the real world.
Yeah, and making that leap requires a fundamental shift in how machines learn to move.
Because the old way was super clunky, right?
Exactly. Instead of relying on classical kinematics, where engineers manually calculate joint torques and friction equations for every possible step, robots are now using imitation learning.
Oh, interesting.
Take the Figure 02 humanoid that's currently deployed at a BMW factory. It runs on vision language models. It literally watches a human worker grab a part, maps those visual pixels to semantic concepts like grasp and lift, and translates that directly into motor commands.
I mean, that's like teaching a teenager to drive by letting them watch you steer rather than handing them a textbook on angular momentum. They just learn the intuitive physics through observation.
That's a great way to put it. And what's fascinating here is how they bridge the sim-to-real gap before the robot ever touches a real steering wheel, or, well, in this case, a BMW chassis.
Because failing in the real world is expensive.
Highly expensive. So using platforms like NVIDIA's Isaac Jim, the AI undergoes millions of trial and error, runs in a really accurate physics simulation. It learns how to balance, fail, and correct its center of gravity virtually.
Which basically compresses years of physical trial and error into just a few hours of compute time.
Exactly. But, you know, dropping a 150-pound metal machine trained in a simulation into a chaotic human environment introduces massive safety risks.
Yeah, a rigid factory arm doesn't really care if it bumps into a concrete pillar or a human coworker.
Right. To operate alongside us, they have to physically yield to us. That necessity is driving this massive parallel explosion in soft robotics.
Which brings us to the MIT research.
Yeah. Researchers at MIT recently engineered an artificial muscle by combining real biological muscle cells with a hydrogel. It's essentially a flexible, water-absorbent polymer mesh.
Wow.
The hydrogel acts as a scaffold. So when the biological cells contract, the matrix allows the whole structure to pull inward from multiple directions simultaneously. It functions almost exactly like a human iris.
That is wild. And we're seeing a similar application with the electronic skin developed at Cambridge. It's another layer of hydrogel embedded with sensors that detect heat, pressure, and even pain.
Which is a huge leap forward.
Okay, but I have to push back here, though. Designing a machine to feel pain seems counterproductive, if not bit morbid. Like, why would we want to program suffering into a machine?
Well, we have to separate biological suffering from structural feedback. In a machine, pain is just a high-priority hardware interrupt.
Oh, so it's not actually suffering.
Right, no. If that electronic skin registers localized extreme pressure, say, a gear crushing its hand, the pain signal overrides all other background tasks and forces an immediate retraction.
It's a self-preservation mechanism.
Exactly. It prevents catastrophic hardware failure while simultaneously protecting the humans working nearby from getting caught in that same force.
Okay, that mechanical reflex makes total sense. Yet even with these biologically inspired muscles and localized pain loops, these agentic systems are hitting a very unglamorous wall. Just basic physics.
Yeah, the absolute biggest bottleneck right now isn't cognitive, it's chemical.
The batteries.
Right. Current lithium-ion battery density simply cannot support the massive power draw of a bipedal robot constantly calculating dynamic balance while doing heavy labor. We are seeing these highly advanced humanoids tap out after 1 to 4 hours of active use.
Wow, just 1 to 4 hours.
Yeah, they are brilliant, but they need constant access to massive charging infrastructure.
And balancing those bipedal batteries in public brings up the infrastructure gap. I mean, a robot carrying groceries requires real-time dynamic balancing on unpredictable terrain. Currently, there are zero official safety standards for that kind of deployment.
We are definitely in a messy transitional phase. The hardware is outpacing the physical and regulatory rules of the road.
So what does this all mean for you? The timeline in this analysis suggests that by 2045, robots will be capable of handling the vast majority of physical labor. That means the economic value of your daily work is going to shift almost entirely toward creative, strategic, and interpersonal roles.
We are rapidly transitioning from using tools to collaborating with autonomous entities.
Which leaves us with one final detail from the bio-inspired research that completely redefines what an autonomous entity even is.
Xenobots.
Oh, yes. The Xenobots.
These aren't metal or plastic. They are living, programmable machines made from frog stem cells.
And the way they are programmed is incredible. Scientists use evolutionary algorithms on a supercomputer to simulate thousands of different cellular shapes.
Just to see what works?
Yeah. The computer finds the exact biological configuration that will allow the cells to move or carry medicine. Then, microsurgeons literally carve the frog tissue into that computer-generated shape.
That sounds like science fiction.
It does, but it's real. The resulting organism can navigate, heal itself, and even sweep up loose cells to spontaneously self-reproduce.
Wait, self-reproduce? If our machines are biological, designed by algorithms, and capable of multiplying on their own, where exactly is the line between a manufactured robot and a brand new species? It seems the artificial mind hasn't just built a body. It might be growing a life of its own.